This week in the Missouri Senate, we reviewed this year's veto session and other happenings from the week.
What everyone in the Senate, as well as our guests in the...
While several hours were dedicated to discussing some of the line item budget vetoes, none of the governor's vetoes to any legislation from this year's regular legislative session were overridden. By law, it takes a two-thirds majority of both the Missouri Senate and the Missouri House of Representatives to override a governor's veto. There were four measures, not counting budget line items, vetoed this year.
Senate Bill 98 deals with gaming in the...
In addition, on Tuesday afternoon, the Missouri Senate Economic Development Committee held an informational hearing relating to gaming. During the regular legislative session, there were several measures introduced that relate to this topic. Among them was Senate Bill 98, sponsored by Senator Denny Hoskins of Warrensburg.
Additional revenue coming to our state for education. Look at the fiscal note. You will see estimates of revenue from sportsbook alone between $8.6 to $20.5 million in increased net revenue and revenue from VLTs of $235 million.
When he presented his proposal to the Missouri Senate Appropriations Committee on January 26th, he also said his legislation would have addressed what are known as gray machines.
Gray games are basically video poker machines, which some people believe are legal and some people believe are illegal. My bill would eliminate gray games by making it a Class D felony if you are convicted of having illegal VLTs, in addition to a $10,000 fine.
Senator Carla May of St. Louis serves on the Appropriations Panel. She says Senate Bill 98 had a specific goal.
It's authorizing video lottery terminals in places like fraternal organizations, veterans organizations, certain truck stops, and bars that are 21 and over.
She adds other states have similar laws on the books.
You can put in $1, $2 and buy these little lottery tickets to see if you've won, and they're just trying to put those in various places across the state.
Also Tuesday...
The
Missouri Senate Interim Committee on Elections held its first hearing. Senator Dan Hageman of Cosby speaks after a presenter talks about ballot applications.
Do you have examples of that happening in the state of Missouri, or has that happened in other areas? I think I would agree. I think it could be confusing, and people could be confused by that. That is happening in the state of Missouri.
Senator Barbara Ann Washington of Kansas City talks about ballot harvesting with the same presenter.
But there has been absolutely zero examples of something like that in the state of Missouri, correct? In fact, every example that you mentioned, we have none of that in the state of Missouri.
The panel may meet again this year. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting from the state capitol, I'm Dean Morgan.